You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we're bringing Josh back onto the airwaves because he happened to utter something.
I think he ran into the studio on Friday during one of our commercial breaks or something, and he looked up at one of the, you know, the newscasters on TV, and I think he made a comment about her nails or something.
Her nails.
Her nails. And I was like, "What? You want to say what you told me?"
She had white fingernails, so her nails were painted white, and mm-hmm. I find that extremely attractive. And I will say, I'm not the only one. There are TikToks dedicated to this.
What?
And it's a bunch of guys saying, like, white nails are the sexiest thing ever.
That's the thing.
They love it. And it's
I have a question about that, though.
Okay.
So the question is, are you talking about full-on white nails or the French tip where it's just the tips that are white?
Well, you know what, Dom? I'm not picky. I like French tips, but I will say it's the full thing. So the full...
It's all white.
And you know what's even better is if your toenails are matching. I
really
love that so much. And it's kind of a summer thing, I feel like, because like a lot of girls, you know, they're wearing their flip-flops or whatever. And if their nails match and they're both white, it's really a turn-on. I love it. I really do. I like it.
Oh, and he went on and on for like 45 minutes on Friday.
Well,
I had to change the channel on the TV.
Let's
I was like,
cut him
enough.
Off here.
Enough.
Call's already coming in. We need both men and women on this. We're going to have a few laughs and just kind of have a little bit of fun with the whole idea of what unusual thing you find attractive. Because there's a lot of, you know, things out there about, you know, the guys with the... You know, the six-pack abs, right? Or the women who
that's
have
like
such and such.
That's kind of like a given, you know?
So we're looking for unusual. And a couple of things that I'll start, or I'll go after Josh here. One I've talked about a lot on the show, and Gretchen found this surprising to me, is that I've talked about if a woman has longer hair, whatever, but she puts on the baseball cap, and the hair goes through that little adjustment thing in the back of cap or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's cute, huh?
But I love it. And then the other one, I don't know if it's as much now because it's more common now, but it used to be that not as many women drove pickup trucks. And for whatever reason, if I saw a woman in a pickup truck,
you were spinning around looking.
I was like, wow. I mean, it was just really, now that falls under the category of an unusual thing that you find attractive.
Absolutely.
These days, though, anybody who drives a pickup truck is just a horrible driver. So they kind of knocked him down a couple of notches.
You had to work the jab in there.
So they're adorable, but probably not a very good driver.
A lot of tickets.
What about you?
I got to be honest. If a woman's walking around with a tank top or something, and she reaches her arm up into her armpit and starts making the farty sounds with her armpit, you know, where she's hot. So hot.
H-O-T.
No, I'm joking.
Hot.
Pigtails and Uggs. You got those on? You're rocking the pigtails? Meow. I find that both of those things super attractive. So it's very similar to your ponytail, but I like the pigtails. When they're braided, it's the cutest thing.
I'll send you a photo from this Saturday when
Gretch
went to this weekend. She went to a mushroom hunt thing.
Okay.
And she had the exact, like you're describing, the two pigtails braided or whatever.
Yes.
I'll send you a photo and you can lust for it.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Thank you.
303-691-1MIX. We need men and women for this.
Please.
And we want you to have some fun. Laugh a little bit with your boys. 303-691-1649. You want to do one or two before we go to break?
We can if you'd like.
Let's start with Lisa. Lisa, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're all turned on right now.
Yeah, we're waiting to hear what turns you on.
Do you have pigtails in right now?
I have white fingernails right now, actually, yes.
Oh, Josh.
That's what I told him when he picked up the phone. I was like, Joshy.
You're waving your hands at the phone.
It's gonna get steamy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't handle you guys. But for me, it's when my guy is reading. I don't know why. I think that's super.
Oh, when he's reading?
When they're like reading a book and like then the glasses slide down over the nose and they look over the top of their glasses, you know.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cute.
20 minutes ago, I announced that I can't even date somebody unless they're a reader. So mm-hmm. I'm on board.
Go learn a book or something.
Learn a book.
Well, I figured you couldn't, Dom, because you're a writer. So, I mean.
Well, let me tell you, there are plenty of people these days who are putting out books who don't read at all.
Oh, boy.
We have two bookshelves that are completely full right now. So
nice.
Hey, you are delightful. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You too, boys.
Bye.
Thank you. We'll do one more before we go to break, and then everyone else hold on, and we'll grab you out of the break. But Chip's been holding a while. Chip, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Fine, sir.
We're great. So what's the unusual thing you find attractive?
Yeah, anytime my wife, or I guess any woman for that matter, watches Biodome starring Pauly Shore.
There we go.
Well played.
Thank you, buddy. That's funny.
Thank you for the call. Here's our number, 30. He didn't call during the mind bender.
He didn't.
The unusual thing, the unique thing that you happen to find very attractive.
Rare.
Mindy wrote in and she wanted to know, Jeremy, is a woman driving a 20-year-old Accord with the sunroof open attractive? She goes, if so, I'm totally rocking it. Yes, the answer is yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Just say yes.
Trisha wrote in. She says, this is a super strange one, boys, but I love it when a man throws a towel over his shoulder when he's cooking. I think that is so sexy. I do that.
What are the restaurants you go to where you don't put a napkin in your lap? They give you a towel and you put it over your shoulder, and I think it has to go over a particular shoulder, like your left shoulder. And
what
then
in the world are you talking about?
So you eat. It's. I don't think it's Ethiopian. It's somebody will write in.
I've
and
never
tell
done
me.
That.
Yeah, there's a certain genre of food where the style is you put a towel over your shoulder and you eat with your hands and then you wipe.
You can wipe on your...
Oh. Yeah, on the towel that's over your shoulder.
They don't do that at my local Outback Steakhouse. I don't know.
No, they don't. all right, the phones are lit up. Let's take a couple of them at least. Adriana, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
So
light rail's coming.
What do you find attractive?
I like it when women have ombre hair.
Ombre hair.
Like the dark at the top and the light at the bottom or vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I didn't know what that was until I was writing it for a Boys Against the Girls question like a year or so ago, and I just learned about ombre hair, and that's the
I'm
hottest,
looking it
I
up.
Think. Huh?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Definitely. Damn.
That's sexy. Mm. Uh-oh, you better catch the train.
She isn't light rail.
Oh, yeah.
Or dreads.
Dreadlocks.
All of the rainbow of humans, yeah.
Dreads. You're turned on by hair, aren't you?
Yeah. Fits together, yeah.
I'm glad you called us. Safe travels this morning, okay?
Absolutely.
Bye. All right, thanks for being on the show.
You want me to give you one on Facebook real quick?
Please.
Ashley says, a part in someone's front teeth. Is that like a Michael...
Oh, the gap.
Strahan thing?
Yeah.
She finds the gap in the front teeth super sexy.
Who was the older actress who was Lauren Hutton or whatever? She was famous for having a gap in her front teeth, too.
Madonna. Spit water out of it.
Sabrina, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Yeah, I find it really attractive when we're at like a sporting event and he gets really passionate and starts like standing up and yelling at like the players or at the refs.
He's scary.
You like, wait a minute, you like that?
That's scary, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, you know, showing passion for something.
Yeah, I guess so. Testosterone's flowing. He's all sweaty, spilling nachos everywhere.
Huh.
asked, Dom.
I know. I'm going to guess that you are under the age of 30.
Yes.
It's all right.
Okay. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Your attitude is going to change in just a few years, Sabrina.
Maybe.
You're going to find what goes along with that, quote, passion. Hey, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Thank you.
You see her looking up at him. She's like, oh, my God, he's yelling at the ref again.
She essentially said, I like guys who are, you know, D-bags
no,
or whatever.
No, he's passionate.
Like I said, passionate. There's a lot that goes along with that, part and parcel with screaming at the referees.
Don't judge her.
I'm not judging her. I'm judging the guy she's judging her too.
Lisa says when he has fast reflexes.
What does that
so
mean?
So she's got the hots for like ninjas and stuff? I don't know.
I would like to know a specific on that.
Lori says she loves a man with a mended broken nose.
Oh, like a boxer or something?
I don't know. Huh.
Mobster?
A lot of scars and rough hands coming in, too. The ladies love the rough hands. Working hands.
Looking at my hands right now.
Not working hands.
No.
No. Soft and luxurious.
And I think the only scar that's really visible is the one that's between these two fingers right here.
Paper cut?
No, it was actually a knife.
Oh.
But it wasn't a knife fight.
Oh. Dishwasher incident.
No, I was buttering a roll.
Oh, buttering. Oh, my God. Were you just buttering a roll?
Play the music again.
You cut yourself buttering?
But you know what I do is I make up a story when they say, where'd you get that scar? I say, well, I was stopping a carjacker.
No, stick with the roll.
Took them out.
Oh, my God. I love a man who can butter a roll. And then you put the roll down on the counter and yelled at it.
It was a like the last caller likes. I got passionate about the butter knife.
About yeast.
And it was a butter knife of all things.
Ah! I love a man with sensitive, thin, fragile skin.
It was the webbing between my fingers. I sliced it right open. Am I manly enough for you
now? That's right. Watch out, lady.
Stephanie, is that manly enough for you, buttering a roll? What do you think, huh? Huh? Works for you? Your phone's breaking up a lot. So let's try to get your call in if we can. What is it that you find attractive that's a little unusual?
501 jeans.
Levi's? Oh, Levi's 501 jeans.
501s.
Why those particular jeans? Are they super tight?
Your phone's breaking up.
Well,
so Stephanie.
Lucky for her, though. I love women that with crappy phones.
Your phone's breaking up. Sorry. All right,
501 jeans. All right.
Here's Kristen. Kristen, good morning to the show. Welcome to the show.
Boys.
Good morning.
Hi.
What do you find attractive?
Men holding babies.
Ew.
That is so sexy.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I guess it makes me think like, hey, maybe they'll be good dads. Ooh, yeah.
Right.
Ooh, yeah.
Hold that baby. Put another baby in his other arm.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, twins.
Now, I will say there's a photo from several years ago when I went to this like party where my friends Jake and Sarah, they had just had their son, and he was a little infant thing, right? And Sarah's like, you got to hold the baby. You got to hold the baby. And I'm like, well, I'm holding a beer. And she says, well, you can do that. So she puts the baby in one hand. So I'm holding it, you know, like cuddling the baby or whatever, holding it there. And then with the other, I'm taking a big swig of my beer, and somebody got a shot of that. And I will say that there's a couple of women who have said, there's something about that picture where you're slamming a beer while
fired
you're
up.
Holding a baby.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one.
I'm looking for a dad with an alcoholism problem.
Yeah. Kristen, you're delightful. I hope you have a fun day.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Find you a man with a baby.
That's great.
Those are fantastic.
Did we leave anything else out?
They're pouring in. I haven't had a chance to really look over.
Well, you probably have
more.
To.
I got to refresh. And there's a lot coming in, so thank you, everybody. A lot of scars. So many scars are mentioned.
Do you? You were giving me crap about my scar between my fingers. What do you got? You got no scars. All of my scars, by the way, are on the inside.
I suppose if I looked hard enough, I'd find a couple. I don't have any good stories like that, though.